This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Marking the 19th anniversary of TGO Radio. 19 years is a very long time. I don't know how much longer we're going to do. I don't know how much longer we're going to do this. We keep going back and forth on what to do for the 20th anniversary next year. There's a part of me that says 20 and we're out.
You know, you realize that if we do that, and this is done after 20 years, we're going to have to figure out something else to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I can't go without my therapy.
And that's why I think, at the end of the day, this show lasts until one of us is unable to continue. By which I mean, you know, I fall down the stairs.
Sitting here shitting ourselves.
You have a stroke or whatever. But as long as able to, well, I'm saying, hey, I don't know how to tell you this. Remember when I went to the doctor in January and I did all my fucking blood work and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to fucking die. I'm more French fry than I am man. And my cholesterol is super duper low. My sugar is amazing. Everything is fine except my blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I take pills for that now.
Okay. And has it come down?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Jeff,
okay.
It's amazing. And I was telling someone this today in the sense that, well, someone said to me, you know, you've lost weight since you started taking that blood pressure medication. I said, first of all, you're full of shit.
You probably lost water weight from, did the doc, is how many different pills you taken for blood pressure?
One.
Just one? Okay.
That's it.
All right.
But I will tell you this, my mood improved dramatically.
Not as many headaches probably, eh?
I mean, it's really, like I sat down with my GM and I go, I had no idea, like I feel so much better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had no idea how bad it must have been. He's like, it was pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know,
you're pretty much a cocksucker.
Yeah. Well, I mean, on the best day.
Yeah.
I've never minded, I have many, many. Like most people, I have many, many character flaws.
Many, many characters.
Many, many character flaws. I've never minded telling you to fuck yourself.
Right.
And then having done that, continuing to tell you to fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've got many flaws, and that's one of them. But apparently, before my start taking his blood pressure medication. Apparently, it was pretty bad. But my mood changed dramatically in a crazy way. But I'm never going to die. My cholesterol is like 122 or something. It is unbearably low. And I'm more French fry than I am man, than I am human. It's my sugar is amazing. Like everything is.
Everything always checks out with me.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, I take blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my cholesterol's good. My sugar, I figure that one out.
Yeah. That's, you know, yeah.
Immediate family that fucking diabetes has fucking ravaged.
Ravaged your family.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. I can't figure it out.
Who's that fucking drifter? That's your turnaround point? Right there.
Yeah. It's about as far as I could get, too. He probably lives at the end of the block.
Yeah. You know what? Don't collapse in my yard, motherfucker.
I saw my father yesterday, and I asked him when he was due. Ooh, Dad's got... Dad's carried a boiler around. Oh, man.
Shit.
Ooh. I asked him to help me with something, and I brought some stuff over to his house. We watched Jeopardy real quick, and he's like,
yes.
All right, well, let's go. Let's get him to do this. And he stood up, and I was like, "Woo, when do you do?" Because he is, woo. Dad will be 77 in July, and he's not getting around. He's got a cane and stuff, but he's not. Broke his back a couple years ago, and so he doesn't get around like he used to. And
man, my dad's 80th would have been this coming Monday.
Man.
Yep, that's hard to believe.
It's wild.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're old and we take medication and we're TGO radio.
Yeah.
I have no idea how much longer this is going to be going on. I suspect until one of us is unable to continue. But who knows, you know?
You know, I've told you about that Chinwag podcast that I like to listen to that, what's his name? Giamatti has, the actor.
Yeah.
Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
Was listening to an episode this morning. They had a guest on, and they were talking about baseball. It's a pretty good episode.
As he should. His father was...
I did not put that together. Bart Giamatti.
A Bartlett Giamatti was his dad.
Shortest stint as commissioner in the history of the league.
And he's the one that dropped the hammer on Pete Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
I did not put that together until they were talking about... He's talking about his old man in baseball, and... He said his old man's name, or one of them said Bart. I'm like, oh, Bart, fuck yeah.
Giamatti was his name.
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Anyway, everybody. So this is the 19th anniversary. We go back and forth on what we're going to do for the 20th next year. We talked about Vegas for a while, and we talked about Deadwood for a while in South Dakota. But you know how I feel about gambling, man. I don't know.
Did you like that meme I sent you today?
Yeah, that's great.
I love when you sent it back with the casino name on it. That was funny.
That's the truth.
It's the truth. Yeah.
And
We have not been in
a couple months. You said you weren't going back.
It really just kind of lost its luster for me. You know, I'd rather just kind of let the anticipation build up for the next trip to
Vegas,
sunny Lost Wages.
You know, I went. I said I wasn't going to go last week, but I went last week. I took $200.
Yeah.
And I was up 400.
Wow.
Let's just say 400. And I got, and of course, that's not real money. I can keep playing.
Sure.
So I played it down to, and I shit you not, I played it down to, for the sake of argument, let's say $20.
Damn.
Okay. So I sat down, and it was $15, $20. Let's just say it was 20.
You went from 2 to 4 down to $20.
Yep.
Holy shit. Okay.
And I sat down at a machine, 89 cent spins, okay, on this machine, took me to a bonus, got me up to $13, took the $13 over to a Fireball, Ultimate Fireball machine.
Yeah, yep. I like those.
2 cent denomination, 50 cent spins, hit a bonus for $100. And I went home. I lost $100. It was the craziest shit.
How long were you there?
Oh, a couple did you put hours.
Okay.
A couple hours.
Yeah. That's a short shift for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took I'm a half day,
to,
huh?
Yeah, no, I'm trying to do half a shift. I'm trying to spend some time in there.
Yeah.
But it was wild.
Not gonna keep that VIP status, are you?
No. Mm-hmm. I almost gave it back last weekend. I almost just went and turned it in. Because I'm not going to earn enough to keep it. I don't use it for anything but the parking.
Yeah.
But, you know, we'll hold on to it.
I would say they'd probably tell you to, you know, well, it's going to expire.
They'll send me an email. They'll send me a letter in October or something and tell me if you don't, you know, spend a lot of money real quick, then it'll be all right. It'll be fine.
What did we do? We miss you.
Well,
we miss your money.
Yeah, well, I know. I still give them a little bit. I've probably given them, you know, it's May.
It's probably more like, we miss them, you money.
Yeah. Oh. <Howl. laughs> We miss some paleface money.
We miss pale man shiny metal in pocket.
Yeah, that's what it is too. But yeah, so I bet you it's the 1st of May right now. I bet you I've given him $1,000 this year, which is not bad.
Oh wow, fuck, that's nothing.
I haven't checked, but I bet it's something right around there.
Yeah,
because I gave him like somewhere between 12 and 15 last year.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a fuck ton last year. But I just, you know, like last year was last year and I had a blast. But, you know, we got to kind of not do that now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to pay for some side pussy. I'm going to, you know. I know three girls right now. And this is the problem because I'm a fat old pig. I get it. But they're all in their mid-20s, I think. One of them could be making a part-time income off me right now and is just not taking advantage of it. And before you say, well, how do they know? Because I fucking told two of them.
Right.
One of the three of you could be making a part, like you were working 20 hours somewhere. Could be making that money, and it's just, you know, that's not, you know, so.
Dude, if I were a chick, a young chick.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
I'd have a
private jet along with a fucking, you know, fancy car and a nice fucking palace.
I'd suck dick till I had a plantation. Are you kidding me?
Why not?
Yeah, I know.
Fucking, yeah. Go for it. Earn that fucking money.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever. Someone eventually is going to go, all right, fuck this fat dummy for, you know. Yeah.
Just to shut him up.
All right. No, you don't even need to fuck me. The one girl, just let me eat it. You wouldn't even need to fuck me. I don't need to blow a load on you. I don't need to fuck you. Let me put my mouth on it for 20 minutes. That'd be worth $200 to $300 to me. Let me put my mouth on it. Let me just see what's happening. Fuck yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be that. Like, I wouldn't say that. You know, I'd be like, by the way, you know, like that, you know, you'd have to try to save her dignity a little bit. But, you know, as I go home and furiously fucking jerk my rod to the memory. You ever notice how we talk about jerking off on the show? It's never leisurely jerking off. It's never tiredly jerking off. It's furiously. What are we so mad about?
That we're old and fat.
I hate that I have to fucking come right now. God damn it. Son of a fucking bitch.
That's a good point.
Can we fucking get this over with so I can go to sleep, please?
No shit. I just want to close my eyes. Go to sleep.
And you wake up and you slept on your stomach and you wake up and your cock is stuck to the sheet. Well, it was clean when I went to bed, but apparently something else leaked out. Now I'm telling all of our secrets. I'm telling now. Men's secrets.
Jesus. Your dick stuck to the sheets.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever have that dream? And in your dream, you go to, like, you know, like, cut a fart. And it wakes you up because it wasn't.
So,
boy, that will fucking bring you right out of it real fast.
I've not had that. I've had dreams where I'm taking a piss, though.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm, yeah.
And I wake up fast, make sure I didn't piss the bed. And then, you know, there were times, I know I told the story on the show last year, where I was laying in bed and farted. and it got wet, and I had to throw the blankets off real quick and roll out of bed and
like crawl out of bed with your ass in the air so it doesn't touch anything.
That's exactly what fucking happened. That's exactly, that was five drops of fucking shit. I had to fucking change the sheet and everything. I was fucking furious. Anyway, oh, we didn't play your fanfare yet. Sorry.
What the hell?
I'm sorry.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, TGO Radio proudly presents the co-star of our show, direct from the bar, Jeff Durant.
Nothing like a good fanfare.
Yeah, man, huh?
Yep.
We have three clips this year. Two of them are pretty short. And one of them is 10, 11 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where's the... okay, here it is. Season 7, Episode 4.
Season 7. Where was Season 7 at?
I would have been at Camp David still.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay.
Season 7, Episode 4, July 1st, 2013. And this is Brian has a small crush on a girl he works with. I got a girl at my at my office who's 18.
Yeah.
First of all, this is still, so Season 7, so this is still the desktop computer.
Yeah.
And those microphones.
Yeah.
And it was, so the sound is just diarrhea.
It's so bad.
It is audio diarrhea. Yeah. I got a really small light duty crush on her.
Well, that's kind of old. That's kind of old for you, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Well, you know, listen. You know,
she's 18.
I mean, what I like. You know. She's I'm older than her dad.
Right.
I am literally older.
We're getting
than her
to that
father.
Point.
So I would have been 40 at this point.
Yeah, I'd have been 42. Yep.
And I would have been turning. I'd have turned 41 this year, so I was 40 at this point, and I was older than this girl's dad.
Dad. Right.
I am literally older.
We're getting
than her
to that
father.
Point. I know.
Her dad's 39, and I'm 40 and a half. I told you I'm older than her dad. I told you.
Wow.
Yes, sir. 18 is delicious. I mean, you're
this boner brought to you by the number 18.
What, you mean your pussy hasn't seen the war? You know, like a fucking she's with a boyfriend or something. I'm just kind of like, I don't need her to leave her boyfriend. Just kind of come over every now and then.
Right.
I don't need her to leave him.
Right. Well, yeah, because then she's going to want to, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they got to glom onto something. So they're just going to glom on.
Jeff, you want to fucking elaborate on that a little bit? Or what does that mean even?
So they just want to glom onto you. Yeah, that's the last thing that you want her to do.
I don't have the interest or the money or the time for that nonsense.
No.
Now, let me update that statement. I have the money now and the time.
No interest.
What I don't have is the interest. That's correct. But I've got the money and the time now. I 100% got that going on.
No, honey, I don't want you to leave anybody.
No, let me stop.
I want you to come over every once in a while.
I have plenty of time, but I have no interest. Yeah, I don't want to be her.
This was in that small room.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
The downstairs studio at Camp David, Which we probably still called the Meadows. We hung on to some fourth wall gimmicky stuff for a long time. And for the first several years, we referred to our studios as the Meadows. The fact of the matter was, it was my apartment, my downtown apartment, and then your Camp David.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think my house kind of out in the suburbs.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And that's all. It's like the first, you know, that's how it was for a while.
Yeah, I don't want to be her.
Let me just spit it out, you fucking hump. God damn. You know, I edit the show, and I know I have a stuttering problem that is pretty profound. And what I leave in, if you think what I leave in is bad, you ought to hear what I take out.
Oh, really?
It's pretty bad. Yeah, it's... But you can hear it there. I'm like, bah, 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 bah. Stammering idiot.
No, honey. I don't want you to leave anybody. No, I want you to come over every once in a while.
I have plenty of time, but I have no interest. Yeah, I don't want to be her. I'd be done with a girl and have a waitress go, and for your daughter? And that's what it's like to be Anthony Cumia. And now you know the rest.
Jeez.
I like him young, but Cumia, man. Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like some very young.
Jeez.
He had to take a 17-year-old girl to the emergency room one time. And because in New York, 17 is, you can do 17.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know that.
And this is several years ago. And they forced him to check her in to the pediatric wing of the hospital to be checked out because she wasn't 18.
Oh, my
God. That is
God.
100% a true story.
Holy shit. Wow. Can you imagine that?
Jeez. It's... Do you need a kid's menu?
I got a line coming up here at the very end of the clip that I have no idea. But it's this show in a nutshell. I have no idea how I came up with it, but I laughed so hard the other night picking these clips out. I really.
What can I get for you, sir? Yes, hi. I would like the sirloin steak or whatever. And okay, and for your daughter? No.
The Mickey Mouse pancakes.
Well, she'll have the grilled cheese and a chocolate milk.
Grilled cheese.
Now.
Not bad, 2014 or 2013 Chef Durant.
It's a great line, but I got one coming up here. I laughed. Oh, did I laugh.
Grilled cheese. Bring an open face. I want to do something to it before she eats it.
Bring it open face. That's
I want to
brilliant.
Do something to it before she eats it. I fucking laughed so goddamn hard the other night when I listened to that. Oh, shit.
Making a beef Manhattan, aren't you?
If you go to our website, all you will find in the archive is the current season and 3 years before that.
Okay.
Everything else has been taken off the website. Because I maintain control of the archive.
Yeah.
That's why I do that. And so this stuff you can't go out and find. And I love that line. Bring
yeah,
it
that
open
is,
face
that was good.
So I can do something to it. Oh, I fucking laughed. Next clip is even earlier than that one. Next clip is from October 30th, 2012. Season 6, episode 12. Jeff notices that there is a picture of Bob Ross, the painter, on Google's front page. Happy little trees.
Yeah. Okay.
Why is this fucking idiot on Google?
Who?
This fucking painting dick.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck is his dick name?
I don't know. Painting dick.
Bob
dick,
Ross.
Dick Dangles. I don't know.
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross, yeah.
Look at that.
It's not his 70th birthday. He's dead.
We're going to paint a nice little swastika over here in the corner. Happy little swastika.
Yeah, happy little swastika. And over here we're going to have a pile of ashes. Happy little pile of ashes.
Oh, man. Ashes.
Wow. Man. This show is all about making the other guy laugh, but sometimes we get into just one-upping each other and who can come up with the most offensive thing.
Yeah.
And those are some of my favorite clips.
Oh, yeah.
Happy little pile of ashes.
And have ashes flittering from the sky from the fucking crematories across the city from where Oscar Schindler was. His happy little swastika on his Nazi insignia that he wore on his coat that he could have sold for two more Jews if he'd only thought about it.
And there we go. Nice happy little suit.
There's a girl with a nice red coat.
Oh, man. God damn.
Dude. Ooh. Wow.
Happy little swastika.
Happy little swastika. Schindler's List may be the greatest movie ever made, but
it's a girl with a little red. That's a great fucking line.
Shit. Anywho. Now, this last clip is 10 or 11 minutes long, so this one will... Same episode. Season 6, episode 12.
From October 30th of that
October of 2012. October 30th, 2012. Jeff sees a headline for a story that includes the words Crane Dangles.
Oh, God. Jesus. This is the Crane Dangles clip.
Yep.
Nice.
Which we've probably not listened to since we did it.
But I 12 years ago. Being funny, I think.
Oh, shit.
What?
Crane Dangles from Partly Built Tower, a storm approaches.
That was my porn name in the mid-90s, Crane Dangles.
Yeah. Bring it back. Oh, shit.
Right.
Holy shit. That is so funny. Can you put that together? Crane Dangles.
Ding dong.
That is fucking great.
Special delivery.
Oh,
Crane Dangles.
Did you hear that noise?
Yeah.
You taking the pen and knocking it against that desk light?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep.
No, that wasn't the desk light.
Yeah, it was.
Rewind it.
Special delivery.
Oh, yeah.
Crane Dangles at your service.
Crane Dangles pizza.
Package delivery.
So for the first...
Package delivery.
Yeah. So for the first, how many years? We had this desk lamp.
Yeah.
And it had a metal, you know, what do you call the lamp part of it?
Oh, the shade.
The actual, it had a metal shade. So when Jeff thought for something was especially funny, he'd take a pen or a pencil and ding it against this lamp. So that was a staple of this show for a long time.
Crane Dangles at your service.
Crane Dangles pizza.
Package delivery for Mrs. Jones.
Got a sausage pizza for you. Great. Got a bully sausage pizza for you.
Hey, Leck.
Crane Dangles. Holy shit.
Right, we got it, guys. We got it.
That's fantastic.
That's the name I'm going to use to check into hotels from now.
Yes.
Crane Dangles.
Yeah. How is this 11 minutes long?
Jeff, it's 12 minutes long. And I'm...
Dangles.
Do we just beat this to death for 12 minutes?
Yep. Well...
Are you serious?
Well, it takes a
Crane Dangles.
We got it.
Holy.
We got it, Brian and Jeff, from 12 years ago. We got it. Holy fuckballs.
Dangles. Holy shit.
God damn.
Oh. Hi, Crane. Crane Dangles. Damn, glad to meet you. Are you tired of mudslinging in politics? Negative ads? Vote Crane Dangles.
That's actually pretty
funny.
That
is good.
That's funny. I've always thought that line was funny.
United States Senate.
I fucking love...
Did we hire something?
I mean, it's just everything was funny.
Man.
Crane Dangles.
I thought we had gotten well beyond the, you know... trying real hard by then.
No, I think we were done being tryhards.
Yeah.
But, two guys who love to laugh together, I'll tell you that.
Fucking Crane Dangles.
We got
Crane
it, Jeff.
Dude, oh, that has got to be our, you know what, fire Doug, that's got to be our new fucking producer.
Ooh, Crane Dangles.
Crane Dangles. You suppose there's any Crane Dangles out there?
You're still... sniffing and snuffling 12 years ago, you asshole. Ugh.
There in the world?
And not for long. They'll commit suicide when they're 14 or 15.
Crane.
Come on, there's got to be
we
one
got
out
it.
There.
Brian and Jeff.
Crane Dangles is Santa Claus's lesser-known illegitimate half-brother.
That's funny. Actually, the better joke would have been jingle dangles.
All the way.
Fuck Santa Claus.
Fuck that
motherfucker. I was supposed to get that business. Fuck you.
Closer to the mic there, Jeff, please.
Jeff,
can you swallow it?
Well, that was clean as a whistle. That was clean as a whistle. Now, those microphones picked up from a 100 feet.
They were just cheap-ass condenser mics.
Yeah, but we did not need to be on top of them, that's for sure.
No, we were still using the clown noses then, weren't we?
Yeah. Wow. Season 6.
Business! Fuck you!
Quit yelling.
Fucking sits in his chair with a wife beater, all stained. Uh-huh. Got a bottle of whiskey next to him at all times.
Fucking half-eaten candy cane.
Stained dangle.
What'd you say?
Stained dangle.
Stained, that's what I thought you said.
Santa Claus throws him a little bit, you know, every week to keep him out of the way.
Yep.
You know,
kind of like Billy Carter.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny.
Okay, that's funny.
That's very funny.
Like Billy Carter.
You know, every week to keep him out of the way.
Yeah.
You know,
kind of like Billy Carter.
Yeah, he throws him a little bit of cash. Crane dangles beer.
Listen, Crane, just keep your fucking mouth shut, okay?
Look.
Don't make me send the fucking elves.
Oh, we got a good deal going here, Crane. Wouldn't want you to fuck it up. You just know Santa Claus is a fucking gangster.
Oh, he's a fucking Don Gotti motherfucker. You know he is.
Yeah.
Fucking Al Swearingen. Fucking.
Don Gotti? Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's John Gotti.
No, but he was the Don, though.
Yeah, but I'm sure I fucked it up.
Oh, fucking lie there now.
Fuck.
That's a Deadwood reference.
Right. Fucking God. One of the elves down on the floor got his fucking boot on her throat just like he did Trixie in episode 1.
I'll be good. I'll make the toys.
Ho, ho, what's it gonna be, Trixie?
It's a fucking elf's name from fucking Rudolph, the TV show.
I have no idea.
Oh, dude. God damn it. Ho, what's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be, Trixie?
I'll make the toys.
I'll be good.
You know, we were repeating assholes even back then.
Yeah.
I'll make the good list. I'll check it twice.
We got it.
I'll check it twice next time.
We heard you.
That's what it was. She didn't check it twice. And she had to get one of those big
cunt.
She had to get one of those big patent leather shiny boots right to the fucking throat.
Yep.
That's what you do if you care.
We have to record that.
That's what you do if you care.
Scene.
Wow.
I'll check it twice.
We got it. Same punchline. We're still laughing like it's Richard Pryor in 77. We're in hysterics.
Red eye.
That's what you do if you care. You put a boot on a bitch's throat if you love her.
Fucking watched that first episode and I was hooked on that fucking show.
Yeah. I remember you sitting in my front room over at the other place watching episode 10 was the first one I showed you.
Yeah.
Season 1, episode 10.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, season 10 was the first one I saw.
Yeah. Fucking great.
Yeah. Fucking Ellsworth. I may have fucked my life up, flattered, and hammered.
Shit.
And fucking Ellsworth becomes a major character of the show.
He was a fucking nothing.
Yeah.
Yep.
A zero. Yeah.
Yep. Fucking Crane Dangles. That is just fantastic.
Crane Dangles at your service.
Yeah.
He sounds like an insurance agent. Crane Dangles. You just laugh at him like, you know, anyone named Wood or Johnson. You just go, really?
What's that got to do with fucking anything? God, that's dumb.
dangles Neeser and Brasser.
We need some more Jewish names on that. Dangles, Heimowitz and Stein.
What are they, attorneys, accountants, bakers?
Yeah.
Bakers?
They see the import of Christmas.
No, I think it's bankers.
Oh, bankers.
I think is what you said, yeah.
See the import of Christmas gifts from China. It's like an attorney slash import service.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ho, ho, ho. You gotta deal with customs, Crane. Fuck the Chinese.
They don't celebrate. Communists don't celebrate Christmas anyway.
Fuck them. those fucking tiny little Chinese hands will make toys like a motherfucker, though. That's for sure. Wouldn't it be great if the fucking elves got muscled out? Because they were union, and all the jobs
fucking moved, shipped overseas to China.
All the jobs got shipped to China. The little fucking 4-year-old Chinese can make fucking toys for American boys and girls. Yes, they should.
See these fucking
wow.
Can you swallow it, please?
Again, clean as a whistle, man.
Make sure you get that mic all the way down your throat.
If I could do that, I wouldn't be in this business,
right? You'd have that OnlyFans going, wouldn't you?
I don't know how you'd promote it, but I am going forward under the impression I could amass, let me not say substantial, but I could amass a fair-sized gay following on OnlyFans.
Probably.
Because I'm fat, I'm hairy, I could mm-hmm. be a bear. I could get lots of twinks if I could only figure out how to subscribe to me. Right? Then you get in a whole different fucking tax thing. It's just, ugh. You know, you got to create content for gay men.
Then you got to go talk about that with your money people.
Yeah.
You know, your financial advisors. And, oh, I see you have some extra income this year.
Would it be? Let me ask you this question. Would it be worth it to you to figuratively sell your soul for a couple years? You know, like soul crushing, mind numbing. But at the end of that 2 years, 2.5 years, you would never have to work again.
Oh, I don't know.
That's tough, right?
That is a tough one, man.
Because I guarantee you these girls are not making a fuck, you know, and there's most of these girls are not making a fuck ton of money. But it's the grind, and it's fucking
I bet you they're making more than you think.
Do some digging around on that. It's not, you know, not everyone.
Suppose there's stats out there on that? Or?
Well, I mean, you'll see, like, there's chicks, you know. Yeah, it sounds absolutely mind-numbing. Just the worst. Oh.
What, take deep throat in a cock?
No, but not just that, because that's like stuff you do, like sex stuff you do in your regular life, right?
Yeah.
But then having to do it when you're not in the mood to do it, and then having to do it when like, you've got...
It's a job now.
It's a job. Yeah. Guys kicking in extra to see you do this and that and the comments and the fucking... Because look, most guys are fucking animals, right? Like,
sure.
Who are going to be into that? They're savages. So it's going to be like, you know...
Fucking Vikings.
I'm not paying more to you slicey split lip and stuff like that. Like, it's got to be... It's got to be completely and utterly exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so probably. I cannot imagine. I mean, but if you tell me, look, 2.5 years from now, you'll never have to work again. I'll be shaving my balls for twinks until the cows come home.
How much money are you going to have to make in 2.5 years to retire?
Oh, I don't know. No clue. I don't know.
Would like $500,000 do it?
For life? No, probably not.
Would a mill? Mill probably would get you there.
Mill. A million might get you there.
Because then you could...
Live off the interest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hmm.
just twinkly young men calling you daddy and bear. Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't
think. I don't know, man. Yeah.
I'm glad I don't really have to seriously consider this.
Someone came to me and went.
You on the other hand.
Someone came to me and went, look, $100,000. And, you know,
yeah.
I have to think about it. It's for real. Because, you know, all spends, man, right?
Maybe we should.
Think carefully before you finish that sentence. Because I'll tell you, how it started was not promising.
Well, I was thinking maybe we should, you know, pose as like a couple and go to a gay bar or something. Maybe somebody will want to pay me to, you know, so they can have sex with you.
Buddy, there's 18 reasons I can't be a bottom. Can't be.
18?
There's at least 18. That's a
very specific number.
Well, one for each year, right? I can't be a bottom. Full stop. Because I want to throw up when I brush my tongue. There's no way a cock's getting all the way down there. There's no way.
Yeah?
You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to do black guys.
Black guys.
Asians.
Date know. Black guys, get black eyes.
You do the Asians where it's like.
Unless you're dating an Oreo. You know,
an Oreo?
Yeah. White on the inside, black on the outside.
Yeah, okay.
Oreos tend not to beat their white women.
Yeah.
Regular black guys, on the other hand. You know, I've seen some like stats. Let's just say, yeah. Yeah.
The statistics prove it out. Huh? Huh. It's amazing how stats work, isn't it?
Yes. Stats can be made to say anything. Exactly. Anyways.
Fucking moved, shipped overseas to China.
All the jobs got shipped to China.
We heard you.
Fucking 4-year-old Chinese can make fucking toys for American boys and girls.
Why not? They're already making their fucking cell phones.
Yes, they should.
See these fucking middle-aged, old, fucking regular-sized Chinese guys sitting there fucking looking all shitty with these elf hats on. Oh, why do we have to do... Why do we have to wear a hat?
Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the boat.
Don't rock the junk.
Don't rock the boat.
Why do we have to wear a hat?
Don't rock the boat.
Oh, what's going on over here?
Looks like we have some organizers.
Do I smell dissension? We've got some organizers over here.
I heard you.
Give them the business, Rudolph. Some fucking big Italian comes down with a red
I'll
nose.
Put a boot in your stocking this year.
A tank in your front room, stupid.
Keep up. It's a Tiananmen Square reference. Yeah, yep.
All that chitter chatter. It'll be a no child policy for you.
Oh, shit. Nice. That's funny. That didn't get a big enough laugh back then. Damn.
No, you know,
no child policy for you.
It got exactly what it deserved.
Fucking
nice.
You having some headphone problems over there?
Just don't talk about it. I'm keeping my cool.
I got you, brother.
We're just not going to talk about that,
are
we?
I about lost my mind today because I couldn't find my glasses.
Yep.
I could feel myself. I'm not even kidding.
I fucking
What were we using for headphones? Just whatever we had?
Just probably regular fucking headphones sitting around.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. You were apparently having some headphone issues.
Huh.
To talk about that,
I about
we?
Lost my mind today because I couldn't find my glasses.
Yep.
I could feel myself. I'm not even kidding.
I fucking showed that to Stosh. I'm like, man, I think he's really fucking going to lose it this time.
I could feel myself going insane. Uh-oh.
Ooh. Oh. What the fuck was that?
You sneezing.
Sticky.
And a nice snot ball out of that
the
one.
Big C.
Nice.
By the way, the Bears are the worst fucking 6-1 team I have ever fucking seen in my life. Bad? Notre Dame is one of the best 8-0 teams I've ever seen. Fucking the Bears are the worst 6-1 team I have ever fucking seen. Jay Cutler needs a fucking bullet in his fucking brain pan.
Wow.
God,
hot takes. That was an awful game yesterday to watch. That was a hard game to watch yesterday.
I heard you.
Fucking, who was it, Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1-5 you up until yesterday, yeah.
Cough that game up. You stupid idiots. Fucking Bears suck so bad.
Crane tangles.
Maybe that's what we should do. Maybe we should keep doing a podcast, but let's change the format. Let's do like a sports thing or something.
No.
Can you imagine doing that every week?
Do you know how fucking boring?
Oh, my God.
How much sports talk I've cut out of this show over the years? Ugh.
That would be awful.
Insufferable.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought about doing alternate commentary wrestling stuff. Like instead of the TV stuff, you can listen to, you know, but.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I'm bad.
Crane tangles.
We got it.
What's the story now? We did 10 minutes on crane dangles, and then there was a story?
A construction crane atop a $1.5 billion luxury high-rise in Midtown Manhattan collapsed in high winds Monday and dangled precariously. I suppose I ought to click on the story first before I start reading it.
Yeah, fuck it.
I'm not real practiced at this.
Ooh. No shit.
Season 6. I hadn't got it figured out by season 6. By the way, my editing technique also not great because Jeff is only snuffling his nose 18 fucking times during this clip.
Sorry, first before I start reading it.
Fuck it.
I'm not real practiced at this. Ooh.
Yeah, they got a picture?
Oh, hell yeah. This fucking shit, man.
Let me see.
Precarious.
Holy shit.
Precarious.
Wow. That's a fuck. That's
you see it, you see that you see those little things dripping out of there. That's a shit coming from the operator's ass.
That's fucking precarious. What's that? ABC News.
Yeah.
Crane
yeah.
dangles from NYC high rise, clearing streets.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, boy, when that falls, that's gonna be nasty.
Run for your life!
Run for your fucking life!
Some pain outside, Jack. Huh? Run for your fucking
Run
life!
Run for your fucking life!
We got it. Say it 4 more times. Jesus, we fucking stunk. However bad you think, you may think that, well, you know, they're not on every week. And sometimes, well, that's every show, first of all. But listen to this shit from fucking 2012. It could be that. You could still be getting that. Holy fuck.
And I remember us talking back then how we thought we'd get it figured out.
Run for your fucking
Run
life.
For your fucking
got it.
Yep.
Prompting plans for engineers and inspectors to climb 74 flights of stairs.
They're not.
It's under construction.
Yeah, that's the day I quit my job.
Yeah. Jeff, you got to climb 74. And
no.
I'm out.
Nope.
Nope.
See ya.
Don't need it.
Nope. My fuck. You
Dares
know
not.
Listen. Not that I don't want to. I'll be dead. Yeah. The fucker's going to explode at about probably 15.
Do you know how slow I have to walk up a flight of stairs nowadays? Whoa.
Yeah?
Just to not be out of breath at the top? Dude, and it's no guarantee.
Dude, I get winded on the escalator. Just the change in fucking altitude.
You, my friend, are a fat fuck.
Like you think an escalator's going to carry my ass up to the second floor.
Now, without breaking down, it's not. Escalator. When's the last time you were somewhere with an escalator, even?
When we went to Chicago a month ago.
Okay.
Went to that mall before the roller derby.
You went to a roller derby?
Yeah, I told you.
I know.
You did.
You told me you were going, but you didn't tell me you went to a roller derby. You may have mentioned it, and I just didn't recall.
You don't listen to me.
Who I don't know who you are. What do you mean, do I don't listen to you? I mean, was it fun, though?
It was. A lot of fun. Yeah, actually, I had a good time.
I was way into that when I was a kid. Like, it was on before wrestling.
It isn't that over the top. It's actually, like, it's you know, there's no drama and wrestling shit going on, although they all got wrestling.
Well,
names.
They're not doing it right then.
Inspectors to climb 74 flights of stairs.
They're not.
It's under construction, dude. There's no fucking elevators.
No.
They're going to take jetpacks?
Nope.
Good question, Jeff.
Some buildings, including the Parker Meridian Hotel, were being evacuated.
He's just fucking sniffling, and I should have blown your brains out. Your sinuses are just...
Precaution in the streets below were cleared, except for all the bums and homeless people. The New York Times recently called the building a...
Jeff Coates, New York Times. That assessment, by the way, the correct one. Where's the power cord for this laptop at, by the way? Jesus fucking knows. Dog and pony horse shit we got going on here.
I don't know.
The New York Times recently called the building a global billionaires club because the 9 full floor apartments.
I knew you were going to stumble over that. I should have given you a mushroom, you jackass.
Yeah, you should know. I deserve it.
Full floor apartments near the top have all been sold to billionaires.
Oh.
Yeah. You're not going to sell them to fucking schmucks like us with 9-to-5 jobs, you idiots.
So Jeff has got a rant for the working man going on there. Call me the working man.
These new high-rise apartments. I'm sorry. These new Section 8 high-rise apartments Section they're building in New York City.
Yes. It's called Cabrini Green.
These new... high-rise Beacon Heights apartments.
You know, they finally tore down Cabrini Green several years ago.
Yeah.
They finally
fucking
did.
Had
yeah.
to.
Hell yeah, I think they had to.
God, you idiots.
Couple of scuds in there would have taken care of the fucking problem.
Is this Philly in the 70s? Relax.
Shannon K, 96,
whoa,
lives in the building next door.
What do you think Shannon's up to nowadays?
Yeah, well... She's in a low-rise box. Not a high-rise apartment.
Low-rise box.
Yep. She moved on down.
96. Oh. Man. Praying for death at 96, aren't you? Holy shit.
God, please.
I have had it.
Shannon K, 96, lives in the building next door.
And we heard a noise. Yeah, but we didn't know what it was.
Oh, she said. Minutes later, she and her neighbors were told to get the fuck out.
They were told to.
I never liked that building anyway, looking down into my bedroom, she said.
Yeah, what are they going to see? Yeesh.
Oh, no,
I always had the feeling that something
you.
Would fall okay. down from it, see?
You
see?
Fucking raisins.
Something you. Would fall down from it, see?
You
see
stupid.
How fucking...
she's fucking perceptive. She knew something.
You stupid. I always had the feeling something would fall down. I said, you stupid. Well, that's a bad break, but we're trying to bring it around in the last couple of minutes.
Man, we're fucking trying. Pulling. We're
yeah,
trying.
Yeah, yeah. We were talking about fucking anything back then, wouldn't we?
You stupid.
We got fucking 12 minutes on Crane Dangles.
Shannon K, 96, lives in the building next door.
And we heard a noise. Yeah, but we didn't know what it was.
Oh, she said. Minutes later, she and her neighbors were told to get the fuck out.
They were told to.
I never liked that building anyway, looking down into my bedroom, she said.
Oh, no one wants to see
you. I always had the feeling
that
something would fall down from it, see?
You
see
stupid.
How fucking. She's fucking perceptive. She knew something was going to fall.
It's you trying to get out of bed is what's going to fall, dummy. Shut up, 96.
And not get up.
Go die somewhere, Burton.
Go die somewhere.
Hey, I goes, man, I'm giving this chick the business.
No shit.
For no reason. Hang on. Let's go
God
back.
Damn, she's, man. She's fucking perceptive. She knew something was going to fall.
It's you trying to get out of bed is what's going to fall, dummy. Shut up, 96.
And not get up.
Go die somewhere. Burton.
Burton.
Burton. I love how Burton is the postscript in that. Burton.
Yep.
Perceptive. Funny. She knew something was going to fall.
It's you trying to get out of bed is what's going to fall, dummy. Shut up, 96.
And not get up.
Go die somewhere. Burton. I guess if you're...
Hey, the buildings department had suspended work at the building. Wow.
Yeah? Why? Why? Yeah, it's got a problem. Other than the crane dangling precariously.
The crane was owned by Bovis Lindley, so I was hoping it was...
Oh, damn it, Bovis.
Say Beavis.
Oh!
Yeah. Another crane fell and killed a worker this April at a construction site for a new subway line.
Jesus Christ, which killed more people than...
That rig was exempt from most city construction safety rules because it was working for a state-overseen agency that runs the...
So I'm going to tell you how bad whatever that joke was. I cut it out. I left in the setup and cut out the joke. I'll play it again.
Look at the building.
What's killed more people? Edit here.
Wow. Yeah, why? Why, he hasn't got a problem, other than the crane dangling precariously.
The crane was owned by Bovis Lindley, so I was hoping it would say Beavis. Another crane fell and killed a worker this April at a construction site for a new subway line.
Jesus Christ, which killed more people than...
That rig was exempt from most city construction...
Boy.
Apparently 2012 Brian... couldn't abide by that joke that bad.
Do you even remember what it was?
No.
No,
but it was...
Boy.
...an edit to end all edits. You can barely tell I touch this show now the way I do it, but 2012 apparently was not an option. Wow.
It's got to go, no matter what.
Everything's got to go. O'Brien's bad jokes. Ooh, that is an edit.
Another crane fell and killed a worker this April at a construction site for a new subway line.
Jesus Christ, which killed more people than...
That rig was exempt from most city construction.
Wait till you hear these new jokes. They're great.
Yeah,
I wrote them.
Safety rules because it was working for a state-overseen agency that runs the subway system.
Well, isn't that
just fucking fine and dandy?
How about
like
that?
Cotton candy?
And that's end of the clip. Wow. Whew.
Glad you can't get that on the website.
Yeah. That's another reason why you take that. But, you know, again, if we spend all year shitting on people, we got to be able to come in here
and
talk about
ourselves.
How bad we were. Oh, I can shit on myself without your help. I just...
Wow. You know, that's the one thing that I don't know that I could handle well if this ever took off and got huge, is people critiquing and mocking, you know, the show. I know we're idiots. I know that, you know, but I really don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, I would love to talk to you guys about it, but I'm going to go to sleep with my mattress stuffed full of fucking 50s.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to you about it, but
I don't know.
About how bad a broadcaster I am, but I have to go count my money. Thanks.
So that's it for the clips, huh?
Mercifully, yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Something else, huh? Man.
You know, it's funny. We always mourned the loss of the test show. With the interview with the guy at the Star Wars premiere.
Yeah.
But I don't even remember now why we, I mean, I guess maybe just because we got a hold of somebody out there and talked to somebody was why we coveted that one so much. But I'm just thinking if we had it and we listened to it, we'd probably fucking pan it just like everything else from back in the day.
Probably.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it was during one of the Star Wars movies at Grauman's Chinese Theater, just to set this up for people.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, and there was a payphone outside that people were calling and talking to people who were in line for the movie. And we called. We were doing a test show for whatever season it was.
It was first.
Season one, even?
It was. We had not even begun. This was test shows to get this thing off the ground.
Okay, so this was 2005. So whatever movie was coming out in 2005, it would have had to have been,
I think, The Phantom Menace in 2005. Didn't they do them every 2 years?
3 years. So it was episode one, then two, then three would have been Revenge of the Sith, right?
No.
2005? Because that was the one where he becomes Vader at the end.
Is that that's not no? The Phantom Menace is the first one. You're correct. Right. I'm sorry. Revenge of the Sith. Yep.
And the only reason I know because the 25th anniversary of the Phantom Menace is coming up, so that movie's coming back out. So it was. So our first year in 05 would have been Episode 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's about the only one of those first three that I'll watch just because of the Vader transformation at the
end.
Yeah,
but then even at the end, it's just...
Those first three are so bad.
It fails the smell test. All of them do.
Yeah.
But three fails the smell test because they even go, okay, so we can, you know, there's a guy who's losing limbs and 2 seconds away from death, and we could put him in a bionic suit. But we can't save the woman who's giving birth to 2 babies. It defies any sort of logic about what they're telling you
universe is like.
It makes zero sense that a woman in a society that advanced that can make the bionic suit can't say it makes zero sense that there are still women dying in childbirth. And it's
maybe it was a law of that fucking planet she was on. You know, we don't save your fucking female ass. Either birth that kid or fuck off.
Man, she's a piece of ass. Fucking
Is that Natalie Portman?
Young Natalie Portman. Man. There's a big battle scene in episode one where she's got her hard nipples throughout the entire scene. She's wearing a white suit.
Yeah.
And I turned to whoever I was with at the time and I go, that's for the guys. Because that's something. I enjoyed that immensely. I'm a hard nipple man from way back. Yeah, so that would have had to have been episode three. And so anyway, we were calling this payphone, and we were interviewing. You know, people would call, radio stations from across the country, whatever, would call.
I think you were calling people. It. I'm sorry. I think you were calling it on your BlackBerry.
That could have very well been the case. Yeah, and we were pretending we had a studio line.
Yes.
Yeah. But Jeff conducted the interview on the first one we did on this test show, and it went. My memory of it is that it went pretty good.
Okay, yeah. We had fun with it.
Then when we recorded the episode, eventually we called, and I did the interview, and it did not go good. And so that's the one, of course, that got sent out to the world was the one that I shit the bed on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was...
And I forget exactly what happened. Did we get it recorded and then somehow just didn't save it?
Computer, for some reason, did not save the file. Yeah, it would not. And then now knowing that it didn't save the file, we went and recorded another test show on it and then had the nerve to be baffled that it didn't save it the second fucking time. And then after that, we started using a different CPU. Yeah.
Why not work?
I don't understand what happened. I'm mystified by this. I don't...
Baffling.
Yes. Baffled.
I heard you.
But we started using a different CPU after that and then everything. Unfortunately, the rest is...
Everything was great after that. Everything went swimmingly.
Okay. Well, we've played some clips from that first season over the years on the anniversary shows. Yeah. And the Pat O'Brien stuff was...
We were so proud of that.
We thought that was our stairway to heaven,
We were so proud of that.
Man.
That and the Mel Gibson rant.
You know, that...
That was okay, though. That was later.
I bet that would take an extra super long episode to go through all that.
Oh, yeah.
Because that break is 70 minutes long.
Yeah.
And I saw it the other night and I went, no, it's way too long.
Yeah.
But I bet I would defend a lot of that still.
We've never revisited the 8 hours of rape. Probably with good reason.
Well, I have it.
Yeah.
On as the most offensive clip in show history. is how it was written up back then. And it's not even close to, it's not in the top 25 most offensive things we've done since then.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
You know, it's. The whole crux of that episode was not us bashing this woman.
No.
Mary was bashing Larry King in that King. Fucking interview, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you listen to it, you would think that we were, this woman had gotten raped by a guy who ended up being a serial killer years later. And she's telling her story to Larry King.
And he's asking the stupidest
questions. She had gone out to the store to get some food or whatever, mm-hmm. and she got kidnapped on the way back to her boyfriend's place or whatever it was. And Larry King had the nerve to say, what did you do with the food?
What did he do with the food?
No.
Oh, yeah. What did, yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do with the food?
Right.
Gives a fuck, Larry.
Yeah. Who's giving a shit about that, Larry? And it was fucking wild that he would ask that question.
when she said something about him bashing her head against a steering wheel,
I said, that's my opening
that's
move.
That's my opening yeah. move.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there were some good ones in that episode.
Early days, man, huh?
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
We were young and wild. Not old and cranky.
I'm cranky as fuck now.
Yeah. Get your juice box there, cranky?
Man. We're good for at least one more year, huh?
I think so.
I was thinking.
I think we gotta see it through to 20. I mean,
I was thinking today I could never do it, where we said this time next year is the. I could never do it that way.
What do you mean? Oh, like plan for the demise?
If we said today we're doing one more year and we're out, I could never. I'd get too emotional. I could never do it that way.
I don't think we'll ever give up doing this, to be honest no, with you. I really don't.
Probably not.
You know.
One of us would have to be incapacitated in some, like I said earlier, in some fashion. One of yeah. us would, yeah.
You mean more so than we are now?
Yes, not just mentally, but like right. physically, you know, like yeah. drooling into a cup, stuff like this, you know.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Hear me out. I love that. I love the phrase,
just,
hear
just
me
hang
out.
Hang on, hear me out.
Hear
right?
me out.
Come on. You got to give this a chance.
I love that, too, because you know, you'll scroll through Twitter and see some girl that's a hard 5, but her body is a 12. And then the guy quote tweets it and goes, hear me out. Yeah, I'm with you, brother. You got to be able to take a look at it. Season 6 was a dark season for me.
Yeah,
that was when I lost my job.
And then, yeah.
And then I had to move because I lost my apartment. Like, that was a dark year for me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we ever got anything going that year.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking, speaking of like dark years, that, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before, how, you know, this all started with, you know, I worked nearby where
yeah.
your apartment was.
And yeah.
We had lost touch as
oh, yeah.
teenagers
yeah.
And young adults and everything. And then, you know, then we got back together again. And I would stop at your place after work.
Yeah.
And I
every
was
now and then.
And every now and then. Yeah, it's not like it was a daily thing or even a weekly thing, but I would stop by there and I was married at the time and when 2005.
So this right? was, so we started doing tests
in
and like pre-production and tests in February of 2005.
Okay. So we started talking about this in what, 2004?
No, February of 2005.
Is that when we really yeah. first?
It was probably January or early February when I said to you, we need to do,
and,
I wish we could do something with this.
Well, and yeah, what this was you and I just sitting there in your apartment, knocking on everything,
yeah.
making each other fucking cry.
Yeah.
I mean, literally doing the same shit we do now.
Right.
But those, you know, come to your place, and I never really thought about this before until now. So sorry, not to get, I don't think of getting really sappy or anything, but hindsight's always 20/20.
Well,
and I always consider kind of 2006 or 2007 is when I realized that, you know, my marriage was falling apart.
Well, we had gotten back. I mean, we did 5 shows in 2005, and then you. I mean, it was basically. My memory of it is that your wife basically said you have a family here and you're not going to go to Brian's house every whatever day of the week it was after work, and then you were gone from the show.
Yeah,
because I mean, you had a young family.
Well, that's
my memory of it. And if that's not right, then let me know. But
no,
then,
that was pretty much it. That was pretty much. I think she heard one of the shows too, and that didn't go over well.
Well, she hated me, so didn't
she
help.
Did not like you at all.
No.
But like, hanging
Which,
out...
And you know what? Back then, she's probably right, by the way, to dislike me some. But I don't think I ever did anything...
You didn't?
...to her, other than to just not be under her influence.
Bingo.
Yeah?
You hit it right on the fucking head.
Yeah.
She couldn't control you.
Well, I had a couple
like
of...
Like she could
I had a couple
else
of guys' wives
circle
who didn't like me for that reason.
Yeah.
I don't think especially, and I got to bleep that, didn't especially like me for a long time because he would fucking come over to my house and we'd hang out and he'd go home in a great mood and be kind of, you know, feeling good about himself after having a good time. And then he would, you know, not be the on the leash that she wanted.
So I
had a couple of wives who didn't like me for that reason.
I think that time just hanging out at your place and everything really just kind of helped me get through.
No.
You know.
Well, in 08 especially.
The start of that whole process, you know.
In 08 especially, I think, once she was gone and you were out of the house, we were doing the summer of 08 test shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, with Fuck Your Cock Off and The Velvet Fag.
The Velvet Fag and $3 Van.
$3 Van.
And we were doing all that stuff.
We were doing test shows like
fucking
3 in the morning.
You
know,
it was
fucking
great.
Late nights, man. We'd watch Dexter. And, we were doing test shows. Oh, man.
Yeah. That was the first time we experimented with phone line, like phone calls.
Yeah.
That was the first time we did that. And,
you know, it's funny, man. I saw a couple of different, psychiatrists or people, you know, to try to figure out what was wrong with me. I was taking some medication for depression and shit. And it's really funny how after she got out of my life and I wasn't around her every day, how much better I fucking felt.
Yeah.
Really, really was amazing.
And that's an underrated part of being better.
Yeah.
I know how it sounds when you say it. Some people really do need that stuff.
They do, yes.
So I know how this sounds when I say it, but there's no way to fairly deny that they need you in that dependency cycle of therapy, pills, mind wipe. Like they need you in that, and not everyone
needs to be in that cycle.
No.
Nope.
You sure as fuck didn't.
No, I did not. Well, and you know what? That was probably one of the first clues is that my psychiatrist started me on something, and lo and behold, I my mood changes.
Well,
and everything, and after a couple of weeks, then it doesn't, and it goes back to where it was. So I call him, say, hey, you know, and I remember him saying we're going to start you out on the lowest dose. So I call him up, say, hey, you know, I'm really feeling kind of shitty again. He goes, okay, well we'll bump you up to the next dose. Okay, you know, I'm following the doctor. And, sure enough, feel good for a couple of weeks. And then, now I don't feel good again. And I call him up and he's like, well, there's one higher dose. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't want to be a fucking zombie.
No. No, and that was everything else. I think your job at that point was okay.
Oh, no.
It was not okay?
Job was falling apart.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
I didn't know.
There'd been layoffs and shit. I mean, the economy was going
in 05 even?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, this is in 07, 08.
Okay, well, that makes sense because there was a collapse in 08.
Yeah,
But like in 05, your job was okay and you adored your children, but it was it was her.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, with mature reflection, you kind of realize that. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I remember in the summer of 08, we did an election night show in 08. It was our first show back in 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
3.5 years. And we, but we, summer, June and July of 08, we were first starting to test with, you had a great big dining room table mm-hmm. sitting in your front room. We had covered with shit.
Yeah.
Microphones and computers and... You did phone line tests. It was a wild time.
Yeah.
How's the third shifter back then?
Didn't even have, I mean, we had DSL internet, but
yeah,
nothing,
that was it.
Nothing high speed.
No, man.
Yet, you know.
Nope. Wireless was not an option.
No, it wasn't.
I think we had fucking cable running through your house or whatever we did, and yeah, it was fucking wild. But then even that second season we did from,
mm-hmm.
from my place.
Yeah.
I think we did 2, 3, 4 at my place.
Well, because we did that 08 election night show in your apartment. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And 5, 6, 7, and 8 we did, or sorry, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4 at my place. Mm-hmm. Then 5, 6, 7, and 8 at Camp David.
Yeah.
And then we kind of bounced around a little bit from there. We're still bouncing around. Still trying to find a home in fucking 2024.
Yeah, I think we found it.
Yeah, I think so.
This works well.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's quiet.
Yeah. I'm surprised she fucking tolerates this nonsense, but she's always liked our show, so.
Yeah, she likes you, too.
She's the one. Well, bad clips. Bad clips, everybody. Man, fuck.
Yep.
I don't remember what I thought this was going to be when we first started it. I just wanted to hang out with somebody I liked laughing with.
You know,
that's all
is,
I.
This is so. Fundamentally, it's the same. But I remember you had an A block, you had a B block, you had a C block. We were going to do songs in between and all this shit. And it's like, Jesus Christ, this is going to be three. There's no way we're going to fill content for 3 fucking hours.
Well, and if you go back to those first shows, they're not 3 hours.
No,
they're not. Those blocks are 20 minutes.
Yeah.
They're not at all 3 hours.
Yeah.
It was, I think in the run-up to the 08 election, we did some longer 2-hour-plus shows.
Yeah.
So we wouldn't be tired on election night when we did 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know, now it's 2 hours sitting on our heads now, but back then it was a real...
piece of cake.
Yeah, man.
Pros. We are the pros from Dover. Sorry.
That's pros all. From Dover.
Yeah.
Bend over. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, listen, thank you for listening. God, it's fucking back to normal next week. And not a moment too fucking soon. Good. Fucking
yeah, thanks
gracious.
For listening to us reminisce.
Reminiscing. I had an idea where we were going
to... Dude, I love that song. Man,
yeah.
That came up on my fucking Spotify the other day, man. Like, yeah, that's a jam.
Little River Band?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
No,
I like it.
I like it, too. Yeah. I'm enough of an old man to like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you know, there's more time left than we think.
I know. It's funny you say that. I was thinking about that this morning, actually.
You know?
I think the... dealing with the dog got me thinking about that. It's like, yeah, we got, yeah.
Man, 19 years, buddy. Well, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Glad you came on this fucking, I'm glad you came on this wild journey with me. Through all of the.
And don't forget, this November, vote Crane Dangles.
Are you tired of mudslinging negative ads? Vote Crane Dangles.
Who? What's that name again?
I say
Crane Dangles.
Let me say it 18 more
yes,
fucking
let's
times.
Go. Come on. Crane Dangles. Boy, we could really run something into the ground back then, couldn't we?
Oh,
just
man.
Beat the fucking living shit out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. We definitely could do that.
Mm. I'm. Awful. You know what, frankly, I'm surprised awful. We never got a call from like... David Milcher, HBO, and, you know, got a cease and desist.
Because no one knew we fucking existed, Jeff. We still don't advertise in year 19.
The Beatles found us.
Yeah, well, that was probably just a sweep of the...
Yeah.
Well, from Brian and Jeff and Doug, season one producer, Ron Mexico.
Ron Mexico.
Famed Russian immigrant, fuck you, cock off. $3 Van, the Velvet Fag, the King, the Kaz, Lou Cannon, AI Don, AI Joe.
Old timey guy.
Old timey guy. American Hitler.
American. Hasn't been around long, but man, I've really got a soft spot for American Hitler.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat that AI thing to death.
But it's fun.
But I got a story. And we'll do it next week. That's what you call a tease.
Uh-oh.
But I got a story about three women getting HIV from a place that gives, quote, end quote, vampire facials.
What?
Where they cover your face in blood.
Oh. Whose?
I got a story. And this is the tease to end all teases, right?
Yeah.
I took audio from the count on Sesame Street.
that's mean. And I got to wait a week for this.
And I fucking, well, you know what? Let me see if I can find it.
Give us a taste.
Let me see if I
Daddy.
Can find it. Oh, man. Boy, that was a little swishy. What did I fucking do with that?
One, two, three cases of HIV.
Let me see if I can find it. It might be on my CPU at home, so I don't have
it. Ooh. That sounds fun.
It was very entertained when I put it together. You can very easily beat that AI stuff to death, but we're having fun with it so far. Well, anyway, from all of us to all of you, happy anniversary, everybody. Year 20 begins next week. Thanks for listening. This is TGO Radio.
The show is over.